She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hello, Michi.
What up, what up?
What's happening?
Any minute now, Jenny.
What?
Tom Brady is expected to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, this guy has two demands for his new team.
Sure, what would they be?
Now, this is crazy because he's a free agent.
Okay.
So, free agents don't really... It's kind of like when you're a free agent, you just go sign that contract and go play.
Okay.
You don't really have no demands or anything like that.
But he does have demands.
But it's Tom Brady.
Because he's Tom Brady, right.
So, Tom Brady says that he wants control over the roster.
Oh, that's interesting.
And he wants to be part of making decisions on the play calling.
Which he was doing with the Patriots.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Now,
people are going to, you know what, his teammates are going to hate him.
Right.
Because he's probably going to go in there and be like, no, this person should not be playing that position alongside me or whatever he's going to decide.
But I think it's like he probably has maybe now 2 years to play before he retires.
So he wants to look the best he possibly can in this situation?
So I think right now he just wants to win.
Right, yeah.
And he wants to be in a situation where he can control everything and just win.
I know nothing about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think that he's a very good fit for them, and that offensive line would be crazy with him, and I think it'll be a good fit.
I really feel like you should have made a video and then tagged him and begging him to come to the Jets. I don't know why you dropped the ball on that.
I also heard, Jenny, that...
Wait, why didn't the Jets even try to get him? they weren't even on the list.
Listen...
are they just like, you know what, screw it. Like, we probably can't get them, and we're probably never going to win anyway.
Well, I started to think about it. One of the reasons why I think Tom Brady's also going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
why?
Is because the Super Bowl this year is in Tampa.
So
and
he feels like...
I think he feels like he's going to bring them, you know what I'm saying, to the Super Bowl, and it's going to be a whole big situation.
Possibly.
And then that's going to be his whole send-off to retirement.
He could have really screwed the Patriots and went to the Giants.
Very true.
That would have been like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would have kind of supported that.
I also heard that he possibly might be trying to get Antonio Brown over there as well.
I heard that too, yes.
So,
because he was upset when he got shot from the Patriots.
Yeah.
But Antonio Brown, I don't know.
I mean, he just proposed to his girl.
I feel like he needs a therapist. He needs a therapist and a Valium.
The one he made the album.
Yeah. He's all over the place, that guy.
Yeah.
All right, so Juice WRLD, when he unexpectedly died last year, turns out, has a sizable fortune.
Mm.
He was worth nearly $3.3 million at the time of his death.
Wow.
Yeah. So Juice WRLD's estate was worth $3.2 million, which includes a Miami condo valued at $1.4 million and at least one bank account with a balance of $1 million. His jewelry and watch collection alone are priced at $459,000. So his mother, Carmela Wallace, has filed documents asking to be appointed the estate's representative. Of course, we all know Juice WRLD suffered a fatal seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport on December 18, 2019. He went into cardiac arrest and was pronounced dead at the hospital there in Illinois. Mm. And basically, police and federal agents were called to the airport after being tipped off that a private jet carrying large amounts of narcotics had just landed. And witnesses claimed that he swallowed multiple Percocet pills in an effort to hide them from authorities. The Cook County Medical Examiner determined the official cause of death was an accidental overdose of oxycodone and codeine. So... Mm. Crazy. I guess, you know, he had $3.3 million.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I have this really good story on Tekashi 6ix9ine, but you're going to have to do it for Trending Topics at 3:30.
Okay.
And you're going to be a little surprised by this story
All right.
about your guy. It's at 937. Wait, Daddy.